My guest for tonight. Welcome everyone, and thank you for all tuning in here on Let's Jazz It Up with Lady Diva. Yes, the phone lines are open, 657-383-0771. Come on, give a call, give a shout out. Hey Darnell the Bachelor, are you with me this evening?
I am.
All right, thank you. Thank you for coming in. Tell us where you're calling from.
I am calling from Decatur, Mississippi.
Oh, wow, Mississippi. Hello, Mississippi fans. What has motivated you to do that song, A Real Man? I love it.
A Real Man basically consists of me saying what a real man is like. You know, saying that I'll be that shoulder that you can cry on, and I'll be the one you can call on, and, you know, I'll take you anywhere you want to go, because that's what a real man does. So I was just sitting there thinking of all the things that a real man will do for a woman, I just wrote the song.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that track. I know the ladies are crazy about it. So tell us how your music journey began. Did it begin when you were a young boy?
My music journey began. I was raised in the church, so you know, and I used to listen to music all the time, and I always wanted to be a singer and entertainer. And I used to listen to my dad preach and listen to how the deacons and stuff is singing and stuff when they done like the devotion. And my grandmother used to make me get up in front of the family and be like, hey, preach like your daddy used to preach, son. Preach how your daddy preached. And I'd sit up there and I'd act like I was preaching and stuff. And then she like, sing like the deacons. And I would act like, you know, be like, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, you know. And so I did that as a little kid. And it just, and my mom, she used to always listen to blues. And all I really knew was church and blues, mostly blues, because, you know, and I just listened to all the blues, and that just inspired me right there. So I've just been singing all my life.
Right, right. So we're going to move a little bit more. So why'd you name your album Back to My Roots?
Well, I went through a situation in my life, and I thought back to myself, well, you know what? The only way that I could move on from this situation is to go back to my roots. So I left from where I was and came back home to, you know, where I was born and raised. And that right there, and I went to some people that I knew, you know, who I grew up in the church with, and I was like, man, I had to come back to my roots to find myself again. So
right, right.
That's why I titled the song Back to My Roots.
Oh, okay. So when did Mr. Rogers come out? I see that song is very popular. What made you come up with Mr. Rogers and the title of that name, Mr. Rogers? What motivated you or what inspired you to come up with that song?
When you with someone and they're not appreciative of what a man can do for you, what I did was, since a person wasn't appreciative what a man would do for you, then I just go ahead and let the world know, you know, let all the ladies know what a man's supposed to do for you and what a man should be able to do for you. Maybe there's somebody out there who appreciate what a man's supposed to do for a woman. So that's what inspired me to write that song.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that information. I would like to play the track Mr. Rogers. You have anything else, any other information about Mr. Rogers you'd like to give right now before I spin it?
Well, I was going through a situation, and when I came back home, my homeboy called me. He said, "Man, won't you write a blues album?" I said, "A blues album? Man, ain't finna write no blues album. You know, my daddy and my mama ain't finna go for that. No blues. You know, my daddy preaching." He said, "Hold on, boy. You have to live your life for you now." He said, "Now you going through something right now. You need to write about it." And then I thought about it for a good old week. And I said, you know, I'm going to go to the studio. I couldn't think of nothing like blues, because all I knew was, you know, was the old blues songs, and I knew church. And at that particular time, the only thing I knew was just church. And I was like, got to the studio, and I sat there, and I was like, now what is it that the whole world, who is it that the whole world know that's good? You know, I ain't never really heard nothing bad about Mr. Rogers ever.
Right.
And I just said, so what I'll do is I'll be a Mr. Rogers, you know?
Okay.
And that's
okay.
Who I am anyway. So I just started writing in the studio, and I laid that one down, and then I wrote another one in the studio called A Woman Like You. and which is significant, which is basically about as popular as Mr. Rogers. And then 30 days later, I put him online, and here we are.
All right. Well, you stay in your seat, Darnell the Bachelor, and we'll be right back. Here is Mr. Rogers. Darnell, the Bachelor. All right. All right. I love it. I love it. We have a caller that's called in. Area code 336. Please state your name. Caller?
Georgia Sweet Pea. Georgia Sweet Peach.
Hello, Georgia Sweet Pea. Thank you for calling in. You have something to say?
Well, I was just calling in to let Darnell the Bachelor know that I was out here supporting him. I love his music.
All right. You hear that, Darnell?
GG.
It's GG.
Thank you, GG.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for calling. We will continue through the show. All right. Darnell the Bachelor. Where can we catch up with you on your social site pages, on Facebook, IG, and Twitter? What is your information?
All you have to do is just type in Darnell the Bachelor, which is D-A-R-N-E-L-L, and then D-A apostrophe Bachelor, B-A-C-H-E-L-O-R. And you will find me there. You can find me on any type of social media by typing in those particular words right there. Darnell the Bachelor, spelled exactly like that.
All right. Thank you for that information. And your music, where would it be at on any music outlets online if anybody want to purchase your single?
And as far as Instagram, is Darnell underscore D-A underscore and then Bachelor, B-A-C-H-E-L-O-R. If you want to purchase my music, you can purchase it on any music media outlet, from Spotify to Amazon to iTunes to Google Play. It's anywhere. It's over 600 media outlets. You just type in, again, Darnell the Bachelor, D-A-R-N-E-L-L-D-A, apostrophe Bachelor, B-A-C-H-E-L-O-R, and you will find it there. If you want to, mostly people, a lot of people wanted hard copies. On the hard copies, you go to bluescritics.com. That's B-L-U-E-S, critics, C-R-I-T-I-C-S.com, and you can get the hard copy there if you want the hard copy. But other than that, it's all over places. Any music media outlet.
All right. Thank you for that information. So I would like to ask you, do you have any other new music projects coming up in the future? Any details you would like to give us on any new music projects?
Would you like to know, Lady D?
Any details?
I plead the fifth on that.
Okay. All right.
I got some coming up, Lady Diva. Actually, my second album is already done. I'm actually working halfway through with my third album. So.
All
know,
right.
But I can't give you no details on all that.
Right. Right. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that information.
Yes, ma'am.
So I would like to ask you, are you still doing any live performances in your community, in your city where you live at? And if you have any performances scheduled, let the audience know.
I'll be performing in Killeen, Texas on September the 14th. I think it's September the 14th. It'll be at the Platinum Club in Killeen, Texas. And on the 17th of September, I will be down in Alabama, in Gadsden, Alabama, that's G-A-D-S-D-E-N, Alabama. I'll be opening up for Bill Avery. He's been in the blues industry for over about 20 years. So, and far as anything coming up in my community, we're working on something right now. We're just working out some details. I'm kind of waiting for a couple more artists to get in touch with and make sure we're going to have this performance, make sure it's a success. So I really don't want to just do it by myself. I want to bring a couple more artists in so everybody can have a good time, not just, one artist entertaining.
Right. Thank you for that information. Oh, can you mention, we're at in Texas in, at the venue? We're at in Texas?
It's called the Platinum Club.
We're at in Texas?
Killeen, Texas.
Killeen, Texas? Okay. Mm-hmm. I never heard of Killeen, Texas. Thank you for that information. So, I will be playing I Love You at the end of the showcase. That single, is there a brief story behind that song, I Love You? Okay. You can make it brief. Yeah. You can make it brief. Or you don't have to. We can pass that up. You can give a shout out.
What? I'm listening. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Lady Diva. It's real quick.
Okay. Okay.
Every man on earth should sing I Love You to the woman that he loves. Okay?
Right.
Now, if you're performing it, if you're just a performer, you're performing it, okay, you're just performing it. But in real life, in reality, if this is the woman that you love, you make sure you sing it to her and you dedicate that song to her. Because it means a lot.
All right. Thank you for that information. That's so true. Thank you. You are more than welcome.
To all my fan and family.
Yeah. All your
all
friends
my
and family.
Family.
All your family.
All my friends
all right.
and family. Because my family is, you know, people call them fans. I call them family. You know.
Right.
So I want to give a shout out to all my family. I got two boys. You know, I got my oldest boy. You know, he got his life going good. And my little young one coming up, he right here beside me right now, looking at me all crazy like, you better mention my name. So, you know, this is my little man. It's my heart right here. So, you know, they come first, you know?
Right,
and,
right.
I watched in the car today, he wiped off a window. That's all he did. He gave me a little Jordan 30.
So other than that,
you know, I'm give a shout out to all y'all who helped support me. Man, I thank y'all. Thank y'all for the comments. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the shares. And the lady who called in today, Georgia Sweet Peach, man, she's been there since day one. You know what I'm saying? Liking my music and sharing my music. And, you know, there's so many. I can't even name all of y'all. There's so many of them. And I really do appreciate y'all, and I really do love you all. And special thanks to Miss Perion Roberts. Special thanks to Jason Orlando McGee, George McGee, Smokey, Cashman, Ken Russell. Special thanks to all y'all, man, who helped inspire me before this even started, you know, so I really do appreciate it. And my mama, if you're listening, I love you, Mom, and I'll be home soon. I'm going to bring Cassie home safe and sound while you keep calling and asking, are y'all okay? All right, I'm good, lady. You already know.
Thank you for that information. Your caller, Sweet Pea, are you still there?
I am still here.
Yeah, do you have anything else to say before the show ends?
No, I'm waiting to hear that song. I Love You. That's my favorite.
Okay. All right. Any words of encouragement, Darnell the Bachelor, you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today or to those that want to enter into the music industry? Any advice you want to give?
For as everybody that's suffering today, look, man, I've been there. I've been to the point, been at that point where I had nothing, sleeping in my car. I mean, I've been at that point, and basically, it seemed like you could never come out of it. But just keep your head up. The first thing you gotta do is have faith. Always have faith. Put God first because He can get you out of any situation. Just because He closed one door don't mean He will never, ever open another one because He has another one open for you always. Just stay encouraged and keep your head up and stay blessed. For those who are trying to enter the music industry, all I got to say is to you, man, if you want to jump into this, jump into it. If this is what you love to do and this is what you want to do, do it. Don't let nobody stop you. Just do it. And you don't have to listen to what everybody's telling you because Everybody ain't out for your best industry. Now, I'm going to keep it real. Everybody ain't out for your best interest. But what you got to do is remain vigilant. Put God first and let God lead you as you go down this music road. Because once you start to go down this road, things gonna, it might move fast, it might move slow. Either way it go, keep God first and then continue on. Let him lead you through your journey.
Amen. Thank you for that information, Darnell. That is awesome. Well, we're coming to a close to our show. Darnell the Bachelor, everyone. Look for him online. Look for him on the social pages. And look for me, Lady Diva. Stay tuned for more shows that I have coming up. Darnell, you are more than welcome to come back on my show with any new music projects that you may have in store. Be looking me up. I'll be following you for life. And thank you for your participation by coming on this show. You have a blessed evening. Sweet Pea, thank you for calling on the show. This is Good Night. This is Lady Diva signing out with I Love You by Darnell the Bachelor. Good night, everyone.
I would come.